Testimonies of Salvation. The first salvation testimony is from Huang Ern of Malaysia. Without knowing the ministry of John the Baptist, I can never understand the ministry of Jesus Christ. I was a sinner from birth. I never realized it until I was born again through the gospel of God's righteousness, which is the baptism, death, and resurrection of Jesus. When I was a kid, I was enrolled in a Catholic school, which gave me exposure to who Jesus is. At the age of 16, I was introduced to Christianity and decided to accept Christ as my Lord and Savior. At that time, I thought as long as I believed in Jesus, I would go to heaven. I was passionate to know more about God, whom I thought I already knew. I listened to many sermons online, thinking that all the preachers of the gospel are preachers of righteousness. At the age of 17, I transferred to another high school, and it became the turning point of my life. I met a friend who preached the true gospel to me. I was brought to a church that preached the gospel of the water and the Spirit. It took time for me to understand the gospel. In my first year of coming to church, I had many doubts and questions. The devil put many thoughts in me and made me ask many questions about the gospel. How can the gospel of the water and the Spirit be the only gospel that saves souls? What about other gospels? Are you saying that those big churches are preaching the wrong things? How are you sure that your pastor is preaching the truth? Many questions popped up in my mind. While these questions were still in my mind, the pastor gave me the book entitled, Have You Truly Been Born Again of Water and the Spirit? New Revised Edition by Reverend Paul C. Jong. As I began reading this book, I began to understand what the pastor was preaching. I realized the fact that my sins were passed on to Jesus when John the Baptist baptized him. I understood what Jesus meant when he told Nicodemus, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. John chapter 3, verse 5. I understood the significance of the water in our salvation. In the Old Testament, God had appointed Aaron, the high priest of Israel, to be the representative of the Israelites to pass the sin onto the unblemished lambs or goats. It is stated in Leviticus chapter 16, verse 21, Aaron shall lay both his hands on the head of the live goat, confess over it all the iniquities of the children of Israel, and all their transgressions concerning all their sins, putting them on the head of the goat, and shall send it away into the wilderness by the hand of a suitable man. In the Old Testament, we see that instead of everyone having to lay their hands on the offerings individually, the high priest, as the representative of all the people, laid his hands on the head of the live goat for the washing away of the year's sins. Similarly, John the Baptist represented all humanity to pass all our lifetime sins onto Jesus. And that's the reason why Jesus called John the Baptist the greatest man ever born of a woman, Matthew chapter 11, verse 11. Without knowing the ministry of John the Baptist, we will never understand the ministry of Jesus Christ. John the Baptist is the prophet sent by God. We need to fully understand the ministry of John the Baptist and truly believe it in our hearts. Just like in the Old Testament, sins needed to be passed onto the sacrificial animal before it was killed. Jesus needed to be baptized before he died on the cross. Just like in the Old Testament, it would have been lawlessness to kill the sacrificial animal without first laying hands on the head of the animal and passing their sins onto it. Thus, it would be wrong and lawless to believe only in the cross of Jesus without believing in his baptism. The complete faith that leads us to true salvation is the faith in Jesus Christ. This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 5, verse 6. To be born again, we need to believe in both the baptism and the cross of Jesus Christ. The Apostle John said that the correct faith is to believe in the, "For there are three who bear witness, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood." 1 John chapter 5, verse 8. "And I believe it with my whole heart. This is the testimony of my faith. I pray that many more people will be able to know the gospel of the water and the Spirit and be saved by the true gospel." Next, we have the testimony of Kim Seong-nyo from South Korea. From superstition to true faith in God. "I was married at 19, and my husband's family was very poor. Since then, I had never been affluent, nor was I ever loved by my husband. I had always envied women who had loving husbands and enjoyed riches. My husband's family believed in mountain gods, and my father-in-law was a fortune teller. My husband was enlisted in the army 3 days after our marriage, and my brother-in-law became mentally ill at the age of 22. Moreover, my mother-in-law became blind around the age of 50. Those days were really terrible for me. Since I was without learning and didn't have beautiful looks nor a cultivated mind or intellect, I thought it was my destiny to live like that for all my life. My mother-in-law longed to have an operation, but I never took her to a hospital and couldn't be bothered to buy any medication for her. I just hoped that she would get sick and die shortly. I am now 54 years old, and my mother-in-law died 2 years ago. There is a saying that it is bad luck to put the pillow of the deceased in the coffin, but I didn't know it at the time and buried her with her pillow. Since then, she often appeared in my dreams. I was sorry that I put her pillow in the coffin and that I was so harsh to her when she was alive. Other people seem nice to their in-laws, but I couldn't keep myself from hating my mother-in-law. I was tormented with nightmares and a stricken conscience. I have a son and 4 daughters, and I was afraid that something bad would happen to my only son. When I told them about my dreams, my neighbors advised me that the bad spirit should be exorcised. I visited shamans and went to temples to bow endlessly and beg for relief, but it was no use. I felt like ending my life to escape from my conscience. If I had not met Jesus and been saved by the gospel of the water and the Spirit, I wouldn't be alive today. One day, I ran away from my house and went to my daughter's houses in turn to rest and take some herbal medicine. That was when God showed me the way to life. One of my daughters is a born-again Christian, and she invited her pastor's wife for me. She came with some other women and talked to me. I knew nothing about God. But when they told me that Jesus had taken away all my sins, I decided to believe in His word. I used to tell my daughters not to go to church because I thought it might bring bad luck to have 2 gods under one roof. But I thought things couldn't get any worse than this, and I didn't want to die as a sinner. The pastor's wife told me that all people are born sinners, but that God had taken away all our sins through Jesus, and we would not be sinners anymore if we believed in Jesus. So I started to attend church regularly and tried to listen to the word, but I couldn't understand much of what was said. But as time went on, all his words started to make sense to me. I realized that because I was born with sin, I could not help but be a sinner. I also found out that the evil thoughts in my mind were also sins before God. Offering sacrifices in the Old Testament was his way of showing us the good things to come. Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist in the Jordan River, just as the high priest laid his hands on the head of a sacrifice in the Old Testament. At that time, all my sins were passed on to Jesus. He took away all my sins and bled on the cross to pay for them. I was finally convinced that I was without sin, and no one could condemn me, and I could sleep in peace from then on. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. I had suffered so much with sin in my heart, and now the sin is gone. I no longer have nightmares. I cannot write well about my feelings since I do not know how to read well, but I can talk to anyone about how Jesus took away all the sins from my heart. I pray that Jesus will save my husband and other family members as he saved me, and I hope this testimony will help others to find redemption in Jesus. I thank God for saving me, and I am so happy to be able to spread the gospel to many people. Now I don't envy rich or smart people anymore. This testimony comes from Darshak Patel in India. To become those without sin, we must believe in the baptism of Jesus and His blood. My name is Darshak, from India. We all want to enter heaven and want to be with our Creator. But do we have any confirmation that we will indeed enter heaven? The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 5, "Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." As Christians, we always focus on Jesus' blood which He shed on the cross, but have we ever thought about why He went to the cross? The book entitled, "Have You Truly Been Born Again of Water and the Spirit?" New Revised Edition is a book that gives us immense knowledge of how we can become a person who can enter heaven. The main focus of this book is on the baptism of Jesus, because if we read the whole book, we can understand that without Jesus's baptism, His crucifixion was useless. In the Old Testament, God gave the law of redemption to the Israelites. According to that law, the high priest Aaron had to lay his hands on the scapegoat and pass all the sins of the Israelites onto the scapegoat, thus making them without sin in the eyes of God. In the New Testament, we human beings became without sin in the same way. Because John the Baptist baptized Jesus, he laid his hands on the head of Jesus and passed all the sins of this world on to him. Then Jesus carried all those sins to the cross and died for us. If we only believe in the blood of Jesus and neglect the baptism of Jesus, then our faith is not complete. To become a person without sin, we must believe in the baptism and the blood of Jesus. This book gives a deep insight and helps us become a person without sin and attain the true salvation that God has planned for us. Now we will hear from Pastor Jay Galvão in Brazil. The book that brought me the true faith of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, the legitimate faith in God. Although I was an evangelical pastor with a degree in theology, for 21 years, I only preached half of the gospel. My knowledge of salvation was restricted to the blood of Jesus shed on the cross of Calvary. Until 2007, when I received Book 1, titled, "Have You Truly Been Born Again of Water and the Spirit?" New Revised Edition, authored by Reverend Paul C. Jong. When I started reading, I almost rejected the book. The truth was that as a theologian and pastor, I was still full of sin in my heart. Although I thought I was saved, I remained condemned and destined for hell. However, God urged me to keep reading, and the false veil of conviction of salvation, believing only in the blood of Jesus on the cross, tore away before my eyes. At the same time, faith in the water of the baptism of Jesus Christ by John the Baptist in the Jordan River washed away all the filth and rotten mud of sins that remained in my heart. Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 to 17. Reading the book, I found that without first being washed by faith in the water of Jesus' baptism, which took away all the sins of the world by John's laying on of hands, faith alone in the blood of Jesus shed on Calvary's cross would be of no use to me. The baptism of Jesus by John and the blood shed on the cross for salvation and eternal life and for the perfect fulfillment of God's justice are inseparable. Through the waters of his baptism, Jesus washed us clean. With his blood, he cleansed us from sin once and for all and made us the children of God, righteous and born again. Since reading this book to this day, I am a servant of God who preaches and teaches the true gospel of the water and the Spirit. I am righteous and born again, and I will enter to live eternally in the kingdom of God. John chapter 3, verse 5. I recommend to all who sincerely desire to have the true peace of conviction of salvation and eternal life in their hearts to read this book by Reverend Paul C. Jong to receive the legitimate faith of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Amen. The following testimony is from Brenda Tembo of Zambia. Now my heart has been justified, and I have been made pure by the one sacrifice of Jesus Christ. One day I met a true servant of God who believed in the gospel of the water and the Spirit. He first preached to me about our sinful nature. Quoting Mark chapter 7 verses 20 to 23, a passage I love very much. Through this scripture, not only do I come to know the true me, but I also accept that only God is good and perfect. He then drew connections between the sacrificial system for the atonement of sins in the Old Testament and that of the New Testament. I am pleased to know that my sins have been taken away through the laying on of hands. This occurred when John the Baptist, as the representative for all mankind and the last high priest on earth, laid his hands upon the head of our Lord Jesus, passing my sins to him. Our Lord Jesus Christ, whose body knew no sin, assumed responsibility for my sins at the time of his baptism by John the Baptist. He then went to the cross and paid for my sins by the shedding of his blood once and for all. Now I have had my sins taken away, and I have attained true purification from sins. And on the third day he rose in victory to give me the righteousness of a newness of life. Now I am recognized as a true righteous child of God, not by my deeds, efforts, or anything I had, but by the righteous acts of our Lord Jesus Christ, even his baptism, his death on the cross, and his resurrection. Glory to Jesus Christ, who is the only Savior who blotted out my sins and the sins of the entire humanity once and for all freely. Sins had bothered me when I knew him only by the cross. Now, by believing in the beautiful gospel of the water and the Spirit, I not only have no sin, but I also am no longer a sinner. Consequently, I no longer consistently offer prayers of repentance for the forgiveness of my sins, as that path leads to eternal destruction. Now I have found my God and true family. I no longer believe in any superstition that once enveloped me in darkness. I have been freely given eternal life. Furthermore, by reading the New Life Mission free books, I communicate daily with God through His Word and His appointed true servants. I remember when I read my first spiritual book, called What Should We Strive to Believe and Preach?, written by Reverend Paul C. Jong. I read this book throughout much 2019. Through reading it, I have come to have a clearer understanding of the reason why God came as the Savior and how He saved me from my sins. I still read this book repeatedly with a smile on my face, as it enables me to relate the scriptures of the Old Testament to those of the New Testament and understand them spiritually. Just as the first sermon in the book serves as an usher for me to follow the subsequent sermons, I have come to understand the main purpose of why our Lord Jesus Christ received his baptism from John the Baptist and the ministry of John the Baptist. I have learned what caused the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. All I knew before was that he only died for me to take away my sins. But when I heard the teachings from the servant of God and from the book, What Should We Strive to Believe and Preach? It all brought me joy and peace, and still does. Jesus Christ took on his baptism and his death on my behalf to save me from all the sins that were my nature, inherited from my ancestors Adam and Eve. Now my heart has been justified, and I have been made pure by the one sacrifice of Jesus Christ, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14. And all I am now is a new creature clothed in the righteous garments of our Lord Jesus Christ, proclaiming the goodness of my God through the help of the Holy Spirit, Acts chapter 2, verse 38, who is now dwelling in me by believing only in this beautiful gospel truth of the water and the Spirit. Therefore, I will embrace this precious gift of life that is found only in the gospel of the water and the Spirit until the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, when he comes to take us with him to his eternal kingdom, my everlasting home. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ, who has become the Savior of all mankind by his mighty and wonderful acts of his righteousness that were carried out in his holy name, Jesus. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, even his baptism, his death, and his resurrection. I give thanks to all the servants of God who are doing the will of God truthfully by faith, and to Reverend Paul C. Jong, our true man of God. God bless you. This testimony is from Peter Koinange Kariuki of Kenya. I have known the truth, and it has set me free from all my sins. In April 2010, I met a friend with a book by Paul C. Jong called Eat My Flesh and Drink My Blood. He asked me to read the book, and after reading the book, wow! Amazing! I came to know the reason why Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. Thus, I passed all my sins onto Jesus by faith, and I became without sin. Hallelujah! I thank God for allowing me to meet with this wonderful gospel of the water and the Spirit, his righteousness. I now witness, teach, and preach this mighty gospel of our salvation. I cannot thank God enough for the New Life mission. It's a miracle that I have known this gospel of the water and the Spirit, though many are not convinced, but I truly believe this gospel is the only truth of salvation. Like the friend who gave me the book, Eat My Flesh and Drink My Blood, many people have not finished reading the book. I just pity my friend who is a Catholic. He had bought it from a street vendor. He showed me where he had bought the book, and I bought a number of them. I will serve the Lord until the last day, because he is too loving. Jesus took away all our sins with his baptism and his death on the cross, and his resurrection. He has truly saved me, perfectly and forever. As he said in John chapter 3, verse 5, I am born again of water and the Spirit. I have known the truth, and it has set me free from all my sins. I'm without sin, and I'm righteous. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Next, we have a testimony from Kasahun Ayele in Ethiopia. By believing this truth of the baptism and the gospel of the water and the Spirit, I am now leading a very sweet Christian life. Thank you very much for accepting me as a co-worker in distributing and translating the wonderful book that contains the truth of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Since I received your book, have you truly been born again of water and the Spirit? New Revised Edition. A year ago, I have read it at least four times, until the truth of the gospel of the water and the Spirit was sealed in my mind. When I look back, I remember how in my Christian life I was fighting with my sins every day, not knowing that Jesus took away all the sins of the world when John the Baptist laid his hands on him to baptize him in the Jordan River and blotted them out on the cross. When I first understood this truth from your book, I shouted, "Hallelujah!" By believing this truth of the baptism and the gospel of the water and the Spirit, I am now leading a very sweet Christian life. I am now a very happy man of God. Believe it or not, I read your book every day with my Bible, and I get new insights through the leading of the Holy Spirit. What a deliverance! I will do my best to distribute all your books. There are hundreds of thousands of professing Christians in Ethiopia who are groping in darkness without being sure of their salvation because they don't have a clue about the true gospel of the water and the Spirit. So please send me as many of your books as you can to distribute to the many Christians here who do not know about the gospel of the water and the Spirit. I am very grateful for the website you have made for me. I am very happy. I am very thankful for the flyers which you have made for me. Please send them to me so that I can distribute them to the people in my country. I have girded my loins to do my best to serve my master in spreading his messages. Can I start translating your book, "Have You Truly Been Born Again of Water and the Spirit?" New Revised Edition? If you can give me the green light, I will start translating it immediately. Thank you very much for coming to my house with the gospel of the water and the Spirit. God bless you very much. And finally, a testimony from Ryan Burt of the USA. His baptism is what made his death relevant to us. His baptism is what made his death relevant to us. It's what connected us and our sin to his judgment on the cross. The last representative high priest, John the Baptist, placed hands on Jesus to pass all past, present, and future sins of humanity onto Jesus. He was judged in our place and acted as a sacrificial lamb. His death on the cross was the judgment instead of ours. He paid with blood for our sin. It saves all who have faith and accept this gift once and for all. He blotted out all the sins of all believers. Baptism is the equivalent of the Old Testament's laying on of hands. Jesus' death on the cross was the equivalent of cutting the throat of the sacrificial animal without blemish. I had sins, yes. I kept trying to purge it by my own will and begged continuously for repentance. They never got washed away, no matter how hard I tried. I still had sin because I didn't have faith in the gospel of the water and the Spirit. God has saved me and proved my efforts wrong. I understand the gospel now. My prayers are heard. My faith has a meaning and feels real. My faith is my most cherished possession that nobody can take. How is my faith different from before? I have hope and feel closer to God and know for a fact now that I'm saved. My faith is almost enough to trust Him if He told me to jump off of something. I don't know the words to say, but it's very different. I'm excited from seeing the world through a new light and have something to strive for and learn. My faith is strong and has meaning.